London Stock Exchange plans 24/7 trading in 2027 to counter crypto. The London Stock Exchange is drawing up plans to offer round-the-clock trading as early as 2027, according to a Financial Times report surfaced by Cointelegraph on July 21, 2026. The stated goal is blunt: win back retail investors who have drifted toward crypto platforms that trade every hour of every day. For a 24-year-old institution that has run on a fixed 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. session for its entire modern history, the shift is a direct admission. The habits crypto built are now pulling order flow away from traditional venues, and the exchanges want it back. The pressure that forced the planned crypto markets never close. Bitcoin, Ether, and thousands of smaller tokens trade at 3 a.m. on a Sunday, exactly as they do at midday on a Tuesday. That structural feature, once dismissed as a novelty, turned into a habit for a generation of retail traders who expect to act on news the moment it breaks, rather than waiting for a bell. The numbers underline how normal that has become. As of July 21, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $65,170 and Ether near $903, both edging up over the prior 24 hours, while the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 37 in fear territory. None of that is dramatic on its own. The point is that anyone watching those prices could have bought or sold at any point overnight, something no London-listed equity currently allows. Retail flow chasing that flexibility is the problem the LSE is now trying to solve. When a saver can move money in a crypto app at any hour but has to queue until the next session to trade a FTSE stock, the friction pushes casual investors toward the always-on option, a structural feature, not a gimmick. The always-on design of crypto is one of the few things it did to payments and markets that traditional finance genuinely struggled to copy. It is the same logic behind spending crypto directly. A crypto card settles a purchase whenever the cardholder taps, without waiting for a bank's business hours or a settlement window. The rails run continuously because the underlying networks do. Round-the-clock equity trading is harder than it sounds. Clearing, settlement, and market making all assume a daily close, a moment when the books square and risk resets. Removing that requires rebuilding plumbing that dates back decades, which is why the LSE is targeting 2027 rather than next quarter. Overnight sessions also tend to be thin, and thin markets move more on small orders, so the exchange has to weigh access against the risk of erratic pricing when few participants are awake. The competitive read still holds. When a legacy venue starts reshaping its core operating model to match a feature crypto pioneered, the feature has stopped being fringe. The retail investor is the prize. Retail is the specific target here, not institutions. Large funds already have tools to trade nearly around the clock through derivatives and off-exchange venues. It is the individual investor, the one who might otherwise open a crypto app during an evening news event, that the LSE wants to keep inside regulated equity markets. That framing matters for anyone weighing where their money moves. The UK has spent the past year tightening crypto oversight, from new wallet identification rules to broader consumer protection duties on firms. An exchange extending its hours to compete on crypto's own terms sits oddly alongside a regulator working to fence crypto in. Both are responses to the same reality: users like markets that do not clock off. For crypto holders, the near-term effect is minimal. A 2027 launch is still a plan, not a product, and it changes nothing about how tokens or stablecoin balances trade today. The longer-term signal is what stands out. The always-on model that crypto normalized is now being written into the roadmap of one of the oldest exchanges in the world.